Due to the amendment of the Act, we introduced independent candidates. We never had independent candidates during national and provincial elections. We used to have a national ballot and a provincial ballot before. But now, a third ballot paper, which we call a regional ballot, some they say regional to national ballot. These are people who will be coming from Mpumalanga, going to represent Mpumalanga in the National Assembly, or commonly known the Parliament. So Mpumalanga as a province is having 15 seats in Parliament to go and occupy. But fortunately or unfortunately, Mpumalanga does not have an independent candidate. So we only have political parties in the ballot paper. So in the regional ballot, you have political parties who are contesting in Mpumalanga but contesting to go to National Assembly or the Parliament. So those seats are 15 that they are contesting for. But it's not all provinces that they have 15. The numbers are calculated in terms of the population of that province. So in terms of our population in Mpumalanga, we qualify for 15. Then other provinces, they've got their own numbers. But the nine numbers added together, they make 200, which will be added to the 200 of the national ballot. Then we should make 400 seats of the National Assembly. It is through their list of their political parties, that's how they will move from the province to the National Assembly.